Brothers and sisters, good morning.
弟兄姐妹早安。
It's great that we can once again have this opportunity to share with you God's word.
感谢神，我们有这个机会可以彼此分享神的话语。
Turn the way over
here. Oh, turn it for me.
Where is the blank? Blank is it? There it is. I don't.The topic of my message this morning is the God of infinity.
今天早上的题目是广大无边的神。
Yes.
或无穷的神。
Let's read from Philippians chapter 3, verse 8.
那我们翻开圣经，一同来看腓立比书第三章第八节。
Which says, What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.For whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ.
腓立比书第三章第八节，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为着要得着基督。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you because you are God that love and care for us.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你，因为你是关心我们、爱护我们的神。
You love us so much that even and every strand of our hair has been counted by you.
你爱我们到一个地步，你甚至知道我们身上有多少根发毛。
You know the smallest of our needs.
你知道我们最需要的是什么。
And you demonstrate this great love for us by dying on the cross for our sins.
那你显现给我们你是何等的爱我们，你甚至亲自的来到世上为我们死在十字架上。
This morning as we look into your word and God, we just pray that we would get a greater sense of how precious you are to us.
今天早上我们在查考你的话语的时候，主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们了解到你对我们来讲是何等的宝贵。
That we would learn to forsake all things in order to gain Christ.
我们愿意，让我们愿意能够放弃万物，看为粪土，以至于为了得着基督。
And we commit this time of worship into your hands.
我们将接下来要敬拜的时间交托在主面前。
And may you receive all the honor and glory.
愿你得着所有的尊荣跟荣耀。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告不配，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
In the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 20, which is a very familiar verse to all of us.
在罗马书第一章第二十节，这是应该是我们蛮熟悉的一段经节。
Which says, For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature,have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
罗马书第一章第二十节，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽然是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
What's this Bible verse telling us?
这一段经节到底在教导我们什么呢？
It basically tells us thatEven though we cannot see God, but from observing the things around us, we can understand or know the characteristic of God just a little bit more.
这一段经节告诉我们的就是说，虽然我们眼睛看不到神，可是我们可以借着他所创造的事物呢，我们可以对神的本性有更多的认识。
And also that we cannot deny the existence of God, knowing what.He had created around us.
Yeah, 因着他所造之物，我们呢，我们就没有办法推诿他的存在。
And just as I mentioned earlier, that we can learn about God from all kinds of things.
就像刚刚所讲到的，我们可以看着事物，可以更加的认识神。
And this morning, actually, we're going to learn more about God of all things on one classroom subject.
那今天早上呢，我们将会来更加的认识神。当我们在研究一件事项
，and all things, we're going to actually look at mathematics.
我们看东西就是看数学。
And typically most Chinese or Asians, we are very good at math, right?
大部分的亚洲人，中国人。对数数学的数据这个事情是蛮强的。
But sometimes some of us are mathematically challenged.
可是有些人呢，可能对数学呢，可能不是很了解，不是很清楚。
So whenever we have a math problem, we go, well, this is too difficult. You know, let someone else take care of it.
所以有时候看到一些数学题目的时候，我们就会说啊，这太难了，我们让其他人来解决这个问题。
Or sometimes some of us, my daughter is preparing to take the SAT.
那我的女儿呢，即将要考一个入学考试证 SAT.
And sometimes, you know, these can be challenging problems.
那有时候这些可能是蛮困难的问题。
And as a result, some people get very creative.
所以有时候呢，有些人呢，就在解决这些问题的时候呢，就有非常多的创意感。
Anybody know the answer?
这个答案知道是什
么吗？ Oh, very good. I found X before you did.
很不错嘛，我找到 X 了。
OK，
答案找到了。
What about this problem?
这题怎么办呢？这题怎么解决呢
？What if I tell you the answer is 6？
如果我告诉你答案是6的话，你觉得是怎么样？
Yeah, you can get very creative.
所以呢，你的答案呢是非常有创意性的。
Yeah, especially when you're desperate, right?
尤其当你急着需要来想出一个答案的时候。
And what if I tell you 1 actually equal to 2?
如果告诉你一等于二的话呢？
Yeah, take a while to go through your math or algebra to figure that out, but. Yeah, so sometimes we can, you know, I guess get, you know, creative and do all kinds of things with math.
所以呢，当我们看到这些数学题目的时候呢，我们真的要好好的思考。有时候我们很有创意，可是答案不见得是正确的。
Yeah, but mathematics are around us everywhere.
可是实际上呢，数学是每天我们日常会引用到的。
And many, many students among us, obviously, you know, have spent a lot of time learning math as well.
那我们也知道，在我们当中，很多人花很多时间学习这个科目。
And certainly, you should recognize this symbol.
过不了多久，你大概就认识这个符号是什么。
And I can tell you that it's not the number 8 taking a break.
那我告诉你呢，这并不是八在休息。
Obviously, we realize that those of us that have been in taking math is that this sign is represent an infinity.
那我们读过这个科系的呢，这对这个了解，这就是一个无限的标志。
It represent a number that is so huge and immensely large that is without limit.
这个数字代表呢，是一个实在非常非常大的，我们没有办法有一个终极的一个数字。
And in the book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 6.
在以赛亚书第44章第6节这样子说。
Which the Lord himself says, I am the first and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God.
在以赛亚书第44章第6节，神这样子说，耶和华以色列的君如此说，以色列的救赎王万军之耶和华如此说，我是首先的，我是末后的，除我以外再没有真神。
In Psalm 139, verses 7 and 8, David proclaimed this and says,
在诗篇139篇第7节第8节大卫这个诗人呢这样子写。
He said, Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there.
诗篇第139篇第7跟第8节，我往哪里去躲你的灵呢？我往哪里逃躲避你的面呢？我若升到天上，你在那里；我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。
These two verses talk about God's characteristic of omnipresence, meaning that he is everywhere at all times.
这一段经节呢，告诉我们，就是神都无所不在。
And in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26, Jesus said, With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
在马太福音19章26节这样子说，人之内所是不能行的，可是有神的时候什么都可以行。
These few verses show us that not only God is the Almighty, meaning that there's nothing that can prevent God from doing what he wants to do.
这几段经节呢，不但告诉我们说神是无所不能的，什么事他都可以做。
And there are numerous Bible verses that show us God's unlimited wisdom, power, and knowledge.
在圣经里面，我们可以看到很多的经节在讲到神的无所不知，他的能力。
And earlier we talked about that he's not limited by time nor space.
我们刚刚也开始的时候有讲到神呢不会因着时间、因着地点、距离而受到限制。
Therefore, it is appropriate for us to represent God using this symbol of infinity.
所以当我们讲到神的时候，我们实际上是可以用这个标志 来代表神。
And we'll be looking at actually three situations.
那今天我们将会看三个情况。
And to draw some lessons from them.
那希望从这三个状况当中，我们可以学习到一些功课。
This basically tells us that this set of equations or telling us that this is a comparison of two numbers.
这个上面的这个数学的这个标志呢，就是告诉我们说是两个数字的对比。
Basically, whatever, however huge a particular number might be, when divided or compared to infinity, it amounts to almost zero, or actually zero.
这个代表是什么呢？就是说，不论是什么样子的数字，如果被这个无限这个记号来除去的时候，所出来的答案是接近零或者就是零。
I'm sure that all of us are aware. Earlier this year, there were some tornadoes that strike the southern states like Alabama, Tennessee, and Georgia.
我们知道，在今年年初的时候，有些龙卷风在美国的在南部出现，然后有蛮多的州受到一些迫害。
When the tornado strikes, people just have no time to run, and basically, whatever they have been lost.
当龙卷风来的时候，人根本没有时间来躲避。一来的时候，所有一切都会被摧毁。
And earlier this month, there's a huge firestorm in the state of Colorado, Denver, Colorado, that you know burned thousands of acres and hundreds of homes were destroyed.
那在月初或者在过去几个月的时候呢，在Colorado 这一州里面，那个 Denver 这个城市那边有一个很大很大的一个火灾，一瞬间呢，就很多很多地就被烧毁，很多房子就被烧毁掉。
So when we're looking at these equations here, is that what lessons can we learn?
当我们看到这些程式的时候，我们可以学习到什么呢？
We need to ask ourselves the question is that what are we pursuing in our lives?
我们可能要问我们自己的一个问题，就是我们这一生到底在追求的是什么？
And we need to understand that compared to God, whatever we are pursuing really amount to nothing.
可是若是跟神对比的话，不论我们在追求什么，跟神一比较起来的时候，好像就是完全就是好像没有任何意义。
In the Gospel of Luke chapter 12, Jesus told this story.
在路加福音第十二章，耶稣讲了这样子的一个故事。
The parable of the rich fool.
这是一个在讲一个一个预言，是在讲一个有钱的人的一个预言。
And talks about how he thought he was set because he had made his millions.
这个无知财主的比喻呢，是在讲，就是说，这个财主呢，他以为他一生已经够好了，因为他已经赚取了非常的多。
And he just told himself that you can just relax and enjoy the rest of your life. You don't need to do anything anymore.
他就自己跟自己讲说，我这一生什么都不需要再做了，我可以好好的休息。
But what did God say to him?
可是神跟他说什么呢？
Verse 20 and 21.
在第二十节、第二十一节，神这样子说。
God says, "You fool! This very night, your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?" verse 21. This is how it will be with anyone who store up things for himself, but is not rich toward God.
路加福音第十二章第二十节、第二十一节，神对这个无知的财主这样说：神对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样子。
Brothers and sisters, our life is not in our own hands.
弟兄姐妹，我们并没有办法完全掌管我们的一生。
I'm sure you heard of this past week about this senseless shooting in Colorado.
那在过去这一周，你可能有听说，就有一个人在那边射击无辜，用枪打击无辜。
And basically, a dozen people were killed, and more than about 60 people were wounded.
在十二个人因着这样子而被枪杀，然后大概有五六十个人因着这样子而受伤。
But what were they doing?
那他们在做什么呢？
They were just going out for a movie.
他们只是出去看一个电影。
None of them expected or thought that rain day would be the last.
没有人出门的时候去看电影之前，想说今天将是我活在这世上的最后一天。
I'm sure all of us have heard of Alexander the Great.
我们可能都想到亚历山大这个王。
According to history, he was actually buried with open hands.
根据历史的记载呢，他死的时候呢，手是敞开的。
You might wonder why.
你可能会问为什么？
If you know history, basically he conquered all the known world in his time.
那若是你读历史的话，你知道亚历山大这个大帝呢，他占领了所有的可以占领的地方。
But what basically is showing us is that, yes, he conquered all that land, but when he was buried, he could take absolutely nothing with him.
这告诉我们一个事，就是说，虽然他已经战胜了所有各国各王了，可是他死的时候，两手空空的走。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to be wise and learn from Paul that, yeah, I consider everything a loss.Compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus, my Lord.
所以我们应当跟保罗学习，就是真的说，因为我以认识我耶稣基督为至宝，所以我看万事都会为有损的。
Well, I'm sure you know that we just started the Olympic Games just for a couple of days.
那你可能知道，过去两天，我们刚刚开始奥林匹克。
Anybody?Seen the opening ceremony?
有没有人看第一天的开幕典礼？
Only a few, huh? Okay. A lot of comments I heard is not as great as the one in peak, you know, or in peak aging, right? So yeah, so well, it's hard to beat what they did.
那第一个可能第一个常听到的一个反应呢，就是跟北京奥林匹克比起的开幕典礼比较起来呢，这个好像没有很好。
And actually, part of during the opening ceremony in London, they show actually a small clip.
在伦敦这个奥林匹克开幕典礼上，他演了一小段。
From a movie called Chariots of Fire.
是从一个电影叫做火战车。
I don't know how many of you have seen that movie because I think it's.Back in the 80s or 90s, probably not even 90s. It's a pretty old movie.
这部电影比较久，是在70年代、80年代时候所设立的。
Basically, the story was about a person named Eric Little.
那这个故事的主角呢，是在讲一个运动员，他叫 Eric Little.
And he had the name or nickname, Flying Scotsman.
那他有一个别号。有个绰号，他叫做会飞的苏格兰人。
And he actually participated in the 1924 Olympic in Paris.
那他是在1924年的时候有参加在巴黎的奥林匹克比赛。
This movie actually talks about how or the events that took place during that particular Olympic.
那这个故事呢，这个电影呢，主要是在记载那时候这个奥林匹克所发生的一些事情。
Imagine.How great an honor to win a gold medal for your own country.
你想想看，若是你可以在奥林匹克里为国家争取到一个金牌，这是何等荣耀的事呢？
Eric Little had that chance. He was actually the favorite to win.
那 Eric Little 呢，实在是有那个机会，因为那时候大家最看好的就是他。
He was actually the favorite to win the 100 meter.
是他那时候最看好的就是他可以赢到这个百米捷径。
But what happened was that the race for the 100 meter finals was on a Sunday.
可是呢，这个决赛呢，实际上是发生在星期日这一天。
When Eric found out that the final was on Sunday, he disqualified himself from running.
Eric Little 呢，当他知道决赛将是在星期日举行的时候呢，他就决定放弃。
Because he wanted to honor God on the Lord's Day.
因为他想要在主的那一日呢，尊敬主。
But imagine the chance of winning an Olympic gold.
可是你若是想一想，有这个机会可以赢取这个奥林匹克的金牌。
He refused.
他完全不思考。
And guess what? Do other people think of him?
那你想看人，其他人怎么样子想他呢？对他的看法呢？
Certainly, the people back in England was mad and outraged.
当然，在英国这个国家的人呢，看到这事情的时候，他们当然很不高兴，非常的生气。
Because he was the best chance of winning that gold.
因为他呢是代表这个国家最有希望可以得到金牌的人。
But instead, Eric actually ran and participated in the 400 meter race.
可是呢 ，Eric Little 呢，最后是参加400米的这个竞赛。
And that was something, an event that he never even trained.
这是一个他从未跑过的或从未训练过的一个竞赛。
You might think, well, running is running. What's the difference?
啊，你可能在想，跑步就是跑步嘛，跑100米跟跑400米有什么差别呢？
I'm sure you all heard I just lost his name. The guy that won 7 gold medal.
Michael Phelps.
Yeah, Michael Phelps. Thanks.
你可能在知道在上一届的时候赢得七个金牌的这个游泳员叫 Michael Phelps.
He won 7 gold in the last Olympics.
他最后一个奥林匹克的时候赢了七个金牌。
More than anyone else.
比任何人都赢得更多。
And this particular Olympic, he also actually swam supposedly a 400 meter race.
那他过去昨天的时候，他有参加一个400米的一个比赛。
Yeah, 400 meter, I am. That's the particular race. But he said he wasn't planning on participating, so he only trained for 9 months for that race.
因为他自己说，他本来不打算要参加这个竞赛，所以他只有练九个月。
But nonetheless, he trained for 9 months for that race.
可是他仍旧还是有为了这个游泳赛呢，训练了九个月。
But he actually came in only fourth this time. He didn't even medal this year on that event.
他这次连一个牌子都没有得到，他是第四名。
So just to show, it's not just running. 100 meter and 400 meter is totally different.Race.
跑100米跟跑400米，游100米游400米的确有很大的差别。
But God honor him.
可是呢，神呢祝福 Eric Little 的决定。
Not only that, he actually won the gold medal in the 400 meter.
他不但赢了金牌，400米的这个竞赛的金牌。
He actually booked a world record at that time.
他甚至设立了这个世界的这个记录。
And that's the story of.The movie Chariot of Fire.
所以这个就是这个电影的故事的电影里面的这个内容。
That's where most people know about Eric Little.
大部分人知道 Eric Little 就是因为这个电影才知道他。
But little do most people know is that he was actually a son of a missionary.
可是很少人知道 Eric Little 事实上他的父亲是个宣教士。
In mainland China.
他是个在大陆做宣教士的。
He was actually born there.
事实上 ，Eric Little 是在大陆出生的，在中国出生的。
And shortly right after the Paris Olympic, he actually went back to China to serve as a missionary.
在奥林匹克的这个在巴黎奥林匹克结束之后呢 ，Eric Little 实际上就回到中国去做宣教士。
And he spent about 17, 18 years there, and eventually died in mainland China.
他花了17年、18年的时间在中国，在中国，然后甚至最后是死在中国。
He could have had all the fame staying back home because he was a gold medalist.
他若是留他若是得了金牌留在家里面的话很留在本国留在英国的话他将是个很有名的人。
But he considered everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ.
可是他将万事当作有损的因为他认为耶稣基督是至宝。
So, brothers and sisters, what do you and I consider as important in our lives?
所以弟兄姐妹，你跟我，我们到底认为我们人生中什么东西才是重要的呢？
We really need to put things into the proper perspective.
我们的确，当我们在思考这些的时候，我们需要把每一件事在正确的概念当中把它摆设起来。
And let's move on to our second set of equations.
那我们来看第二个程式。
Basically, what does this equations tell us?
这些程式告诉我们什么呢？
What basically is telling us is that, yeah, even we ourselves might not amount to much.
这告诉我们说呢，我们自己本身可能是没有什么价值的。
But together with God, we can accomplish great things.
可是跟神在一起的时候呢，我们可以成就非常非常多伟大的事情。
A missionary named William Carey. He was born in England in the 18th century.
在十八世纪的时候，有一个宣教士叫 William Carey.
And he was a missionary to India.
他是一个去印度的宣教士。
He actually arrived in India and spent 41 years there.
他实际上花41年在印度。
And spending time translating the Bible.
他在那边其中一个工作呢，就是翻译圣经。
And also, once he arrived in India, he never went back home.
他到了印度以后，他就没有再回家过。
The motto of his life is that expect great things from God and attempt great things for God.
他的人生的价值观呢是这样子，他就是说为万要预算神会供应。最好的，也要为神摆上最好的。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21.
在以弗所书第三章第21节跟22节这样子说。
The Apostle Paul says, Now to him who is able to immeasurably more, do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us.To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
以弗所书第三章第20节、21节这样说：神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所想的。但愿他的教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。Amen.
Earlier, we talked about William Carey's model for his life, expect great things from God and attempt great things for God.
刚刚我们讲到 William Carey, 他的人生观呢就是说为神可以成就万事那我们也要为神能够成就万事。
And Apostle Paul also telling us similar ideas.
可是我们的使徒保罗也告诉我们同样的一个概念。
What he's telling us here is that God can do far, far more than what you and I can ever imagine.
保罗在这里告诉我们说，神所能够成就的是超乎我们所以能够所思想到的。
Because we will talk about that, our God is the Almighty. He can do far more than you and I with our limited imagination.
我们的神是个无所不能的神，所以他能够所成就的呢是超乎我们可以思想的。
And the question we need to ask is that, is he willing to do these great things?
所以我们可能要问的问题就是神是否愿意呢?
And the obvious answer here is that, yeah, obviously, God wants to and willing to do these great things.
那答案呢是神的确愿意成就这些大事。
But what is the key here?
可是这里面的一个秘诀在哪里呢？
It says that far more than all we asked or imagined.
它这里就是说能够超过我们所思想的。
So brothers and sisters, you and I, through prayer, can do great things.
弟兄姐妹啊，你跟我，我们若是借由祷告，我们可以成就很多事，成就大事。
Because the Apostle Paul himself have done great things for God.
因为我们知道我们的使徒保罗为神也成就了很多大事。
In the book of Romans chapter 15 verse 19,It says,
在罗马书十五章十九节这样子说
By the power of signs and miracles, through the power of the Spirit, so from Jerusalem all the way around to Illyricum, I have fully proclaimed the gospel of Christ.
罗马书十五章十九节他说甚至我从耶路撒冷直到以利跌谷到处传了基督的福音。
I'm sure we all know that the Apostle Paul went on three different missionary trips.
我们知道我们的使徒保罗有三次的宣教出城宣教。
Traveling in those days are not easy compared to today.
那个时候要出外宣教是一个非常困难的事。
But,The Apostle Paul went on all these different missionary journeys to proclaim the gospel.
可是我们的这个使徒保罗呢，因着神的福音的缘故，去了这么多地方，三次去了这么多地方。
And founded many churches.
然后设立了非常多的教会。
And certainly those were good things and great things he accomplished for God.
这些的确是他为神所成立的大事。
But brothers and sisters,It was not the Apostle Paul nor William Carey that have done great things.
可是弟兄姐妹，实际上呢，并不是使徒保罗或者 William Carey 这个宣教士所成就了什么大事。
But God Himself done these great things for them.
而是神借由他们来成就了这些大事。
Person named George Mueller, I'm sure many of us have heard of him.
那 George Mueller 这个人呢？
He believed in the power of prayer.
他相信祷告的力量。
He lived by one rule.
他生活就是有一个价值观。
Never to ask another human being for help. No matter how great the need might be, he would only bring his requests and needs to God.
他相信呢，他有任何的需要，他都不会跟人要求。他相信一切的事情，他都要带到神面前来求。
And throughout his lifetime,He have actually cared for over 10,000 orphans.
他的一生呢，实际上照顾了超过一万个孤儿。
And he have established 117 schools, which offer Christian education to over 120,000 children, and most of them were orphans also.
他一生呢，成立了117所基督书院、基督学院这样子，甚至教导过12万的小孩，那大部分呢都是孤儿。
You might think, wow, he must be a rich man.
那你可能第一次听到这事情，你可能会觉得说，George Mueller 这个人是非常非常有钱的人。
But the story is that not at all.
可是实际上呢，他并不是富有的。
When God put this burden in his heart to build all these orphanages, guess how much money he had?
当神摆立这个负担在 George Mueller 心中的时候，你认为他那时候手边有多少钱呢
？Any guess？
有任何的猜吗
？Two shillings, which amount to 50 cents.
他那时候手边大概就只有五毛钱。
I'm sure you know even the youngest kids among us have more than 50 cents on them nowadays.
那我相信，可能在我们当中。就再怎么小的孩子，手边可能也有超过五毛钱。
And all this by praying to God.
可是他借由祷告
，is believed that throughout his lifetime he had received over $7 million in offering to him for maintaining and building these buildings.
所以他借由祷告，在他的一生当中，他有收取到差不多快$700,000的经费来为了来支持这个孤儿院跟基督学校。
You think that's a lot of money?
你可能会觉得这是蛮多钱的。
But that $7 million is money in those days. If you take into account of inflation, that $7 million is closer to over $200 million today.
那个时候的七百万，可能那时候七百万跟今天的七百万是不一样的。若是你有这些你把它兑换成今天的这笔钱的话，这七百万实在是等于差不多2亿。
So, brothers and sisters.The Bible is filled with countless examples of God Himself accomplishing great and mighty things through ordinary men.
在圣经里面有非常非常多的记载，就是神借由很普通的人成就了很伟大的事情。
This is Moses.
例如摩西。
The little boy's lunch that fed 5,000.
或者那个小孩子的午餐可以喂饱5,000人。
The 12 disciples themselves.
这十二个使徒。
And even the prophet Elijah.
或者以利亚这个先知。
In the book of James chapter 5, verse 17 and 18, describe Elijah in this way.
在雅各书第五章是这样子形容以赛亚。以利亚。
Verse 17 says, Elijah was a man just like us.He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops.
在雅各书第五章十七十八节这样说，以利亚与我们一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就3年零6个月不下在地上。他又祷告，天就降下雨来。地也生出土产。
And this brings us to our last set of equation.
最后我们就来看到这样的程式。
What does this tell us?
这告诉我们什么呢？
Each and every one of us is bankrupt if we do not have God in our lives.
我们的一生若是没有神的话，我们都是过了一个破产的人生。
In Gospel of Matthew 16, verse 26, God reminds us that what good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?
在马太福音16章26节是这样子说，这样子提醒我们：人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么来换生命呢？
What God is reminding us is that, yeah, so what? If you gain everything you ever wanted in life,
神在告诉我们说呢，你就算赚得了全世界，
but if you do not have God, you are bankrupt.
可是你若没有神呢，你是过一个破产的人生。
Brothers and sisters, each and every one of us were in that way.
我们每一个人都有经历过这样子。
In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, which says,
在哥林多后书第五章第十节这样子说，
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
哥林多后书第五章第十节，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
Brothers and sisters and friends, one day all of our deeds will be revealed.
弟兄姐妹朋友们，总有一天，我们这一生所行的每一件事都会显露出来。
We will be judged by Christ.
我们将会在基督台前受审判。
And the Bible reminds us, that's how we were.Before we come to know him.
那圣经呢也告诉我们，在我们未认识他之前，我们是这样子的状况。
It says, as for you, you were, meaning that in the past, you were, before you come to know Christ, you were in this way. You were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live. When you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
那在以弗所书第二章第一跟第二节告诉我们我们本来的状况。他说你们死在罪犯罪在过犯罪恶之中。他就说我们本来就已经在犯罪跟罪恶之中。他叫你活过来，那时你们其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Brothers and sisters, do we realize that without Christ, we are all dead in our sins and in our transgressions?
弟兄姐妹朋友们，我们是否了解到我们那时候没有耶稣之前，我们都是死在过犯跟罪恶之中呢？
We are all spiritually bankrupt.
我们都是属灵上面完完全全的破产。
I'm sure by now you have heard of the terms pigs. Yes, no? About the different countries that are in danger of going bankrupt.
Okay,
basically,
可能你有听过在一个字母上面讲叫做 pigs， 就是即将要倒要破产的这些国家。
And I'm sure you heard of what's happening in Greece, that they have been in basically getting loan from other countries because they cannot no longer pay their own debt.
因为例如像希腊，他们本身没有办法偿还他们的债券，所以呢，他们现在开始跟其他的国家借钱。
And there's some recent news thinking that as recent as even September, they will no longer be able to pay any of their debts.
那甚至可能就是在九月的时候，他们可能就没有办法偿还他们的债务。
And S, that's what G stands for, and S is the concern is Spain could be next.
G 是 pigs 里面的 G 呢，是指希腊 ，S 是指西班牙。
Oh, but you might think, oh, they do have someone to save them.
那你可能会在想说，哎，西班牙好像已经有人说他们愿意借钱来拯救，来让他们透过过这个难关。
And they all think that Germany is still rich or still have money to lend and to these countries.
那他们可能甚至觉得说，德国还是很有钱，可以借钱给这些国家。
Well, for now.
可能现在他还有。
But the thing is, Germany is only willing because it is better for them, these countries, to still survive versus the negatives if they do go bankrupt.
那德国之所以现在愿意呢，因为当他们在比较的时候，觉得说这些国家的生存所要付出的代价比他们如果倒闭所要这个国家德国本身所要经历的这些问题，所以值得付这个钱。
So they are, Germany is helping these countries not because they care for them.
所以德国帮助他们并不是因为他们在乎这些国家。
But also another point is that even Germany has only very limited resources.
可是实际上你想一想，德国也是很有限的资产。
Because the concern now is that Spain might be too large a country for them to save.
因为他们也可能思考到，就是说西班牙这么大的一个经济国，怎么可能德国真的有办法支撑着他们吗？
And if I, Italy, the next country to fall, then even Germany would not be able to help.
那 pigs 里面的 I 呢，是指意大利。如果意大利也出问题的话呢，德国真的有这个能力吗？
So as we can see, yes, you need someone to save and pay for the debt, but that person or country in this case have to have enough resources.
的确，当我们想到这些国家的时候，需要有人或有哪一个国家来帮忙支撑着他们的债务，以至于他们可以还债。可是呢， 帮助他们的这个国家呢，本身需要有足够的资产来支付这些。
And not only that, they have to be willing to help.
不但如此，他们不但要有那个能力，也要有那个意愿。
But when we talk about our debt of sin, we realize that there's never, ever we will be able to pay on our own.
可是当我们想到我们自己所犯的罪的这些过犯啊，这些罪恶的时候，我们所要偿还的这个债的时候，我们有没有办法自己的偿还？
But God, being an infinite God, He is able to pay that penalty for us.
可是神这个无穷无所不能的这个神，他有办法帮我们偿还这个债务。
And not only that, He is able to pay that debt. He is willing, because not because of necessity, but because He loves us.
他不但能够，他也愿意，并不是因为他需要，而是因为他爱我们。
So, brothers and sisters, think about this.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们好好的思考这个问题。
One day, those that belong to Christ will go up to heaven.
有一天，那些属于基督的将会去天国。
But heavens are actually filled with people that are bankrupt.
可是呢，在天国里面呢，是充满着很多破产的人。
Because that's how we are. We are all bankrupt in God's eyes.
我们每个人都是这样子，在神的眼中，我们每个都是破产的人。
But we become rich because of what Christ has done.
可是今天呢，我们也是富裕的人，因着主耶稣基督所成就的事。
In Book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9, which says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake, for our sake, he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich."
哥林多后书第八章第九节说，你们知道我们的主基督，主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来是富足的，可是因为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因着他的贫穷可以成为富足的。
Brothers and sisters, I hope through these different equations that we look at this morning,
弟兄姐妹，今天我们早上看到这三个层次，
we understand some lessons.
我们可以学习到一个功课。
First being that God is far more precious than anything you and I can ever receive on this earth.
第一个呢，就是神他是何等的至宝，超乎我们在这世界上可以得取到的任何东西。
Second is that though we are limited, but with God, we can accomplish great things for him.
第二件事，就虽然我们能力很有限，可是经由神的关系，我们也可以成就大事。
And thirdly is that, friends, this morning, if you still do not have Jesus, you are bankrupt.
第三个就是在我们当中的朋友，若你今天还不认识主耶稣基督的话，你是在属灵上面是一个破产的人。
But God desires for you to be rich.
可是神呢，希望你是个富足的人。
But this riches can only be found in Christ Jesus.
可是要得到这样子的富足，只有借由主耶稣基督。
And all you have to do is to receive him.
那你需要做什么呢？你就是需要能够接受他。
And for us Christians,
可是做基督徒的呢？
We need to understand and appreciate what Christ has done for us.
我们需要了解，也能够知道神所为我们所成就的事情。
To realize that all of this, all the riches in Christ, yes, we have it now.
我们了解，的确我们在主耶稣基督里面的确有这么多的富足。
But we were bankrupt, just like everyone else.
可是我们本来也是在属灵上面是破产的。
We only become rich because of what Christ has done.
我们今天是富足的，因着主耶稣所做的。
May we echo the Apostle Paul that I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
我愿我们能够的确跟保罗这样子想讲的一样，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝， 我为他已丢弃万事，看作粪土，为了呢是要得着基督。
Let's pray。
让我们一同祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we want to give you thanks and give you praise.
亲爱的天父，我们要感谢你，也要赞美你。
Indeed, you are the Almighty, you are the All-Wise God.
的确，你是无所不能、无所不知的伟大的神。
You don't need us at all.
你根本不需要我们。
But because of your love for us, you realize that this debt of sin that we have, we can never ever pay for it on our own.
可是因着爱我们的关系，你也了解到我们因着罪所要付出的代价，我们没有办法拯救我们自己。
And out of your great love and your mercy, you send your one and only Son to die for our sins and to pay that debt for us.
可是因着你爱我们的关系，因着你慈爱的关系，你差遣您的独生爱子来到世上，为我们来付清这笔债。
Yes, we were bankrupt, but through Christ, now we become rich.
我们本是破产贫穷的，可是经由主耶稣基督，我们今天是富足的。
And not only that, you desire to accomplish great things for us.
不但如此，你也希望能够借由我们成就大事。
Yes, we don't have much. We don't really know much. But God, you desire to do great things for your children.
主啊，的确，我们是一无所有，我们是没有能力，我们也知道的很有限。可是你希望借由你的孩子成就这些大事。
Because when these great things have been accomplished, then we recognize that it is not our own doing, but it is a great God that has accomplished these great things for us.
因为当这些大事成就之后，我们做孩子的了解到，并不是我们有什么能力而成就的，乃是神大这个伟大的神借由我们而成就的。
So that we will give you honor and glory as you do deserve all our praises.
所以主啊，你的确是配得所有的赞美跟敬拜的。
And we just want to give you thanks because you desire a life with purpose and goal in your children.
主啊，我们也感谢赞美你，因为你是希望你的孩子们在人生中是有目标的。
So that we can live this life for you, and we no longer live for ourselves.
而我们过的这一生是为你而活，而不是不再为自己而活。
So that we will not continue to pursue these earthly things that will one day all perish.
所以我们在这世上不会再追求这些会朽坏、会不见的事情。
And help us to turn our focus on you.
帮助我们，让我们能够将眼睛定睛在你身上。
A greater desire to know you more.
那我们愿意更加的认识你。
We thank you for this time, and may your Holy Spirit continue to use your word to remind us the truth that we have learned.
主啊，我们为刚刚的这一段时间献上感谢，愿圣灵在我们心里面继续的运行，让我们更加的了解到你自己的话语。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告不配，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Amen.